We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, election investigation dies because of a new one-year time limit set by state legislators. John Lender, brilliant writer, raconteur from The Current, had this. And,
did you know that?
We visited with him now. Wait, you've never been called a raconteur before?
Tell great stories.
I don't know. Not on the air, for sure.
All right, well.
This is the first.
All right, so how did this thing, how does this happen? I mean, it just seems like something stinks in the fish aisle here.
Well, what happened was, I mean, legislators and people who fall under investigation by the State Elections Enforcement Commission, which, as the name says, enforces state campaign financing laws, election laws, have always, been not liked being under scrutiny by the board, and the commission takes a long time on a lot of its investigations. And so, anyway, in late 2017, remember they couldn't pass a budget for long after the session ended, and it was October. They finally passed the state budget. And what happens in the state budget is that they write things into it that become part of state statute. And legislative leaders inserted a provision that got voted in with the rest of the budget that said that the Elections Enforcement Commission couldn't take any longer than 1 year on any investigation of alleged election violations, of a complaint of election violations. And so, I mean, there are some exceptions if a person who's accused of a violation has a lawyer. The lawyer explicitly requests a continuance,
right,
like of 2 months. They add that to the 1 year deadline.
Okay.
But in general, you have 1 year, and so that's unlike a lawsuit. I mean, we all know how long lawsuits can
forever and ever. Yeah,
but they run their course. What this does is it short circuits it. If the Elections Enforcement Commission doesn't finish in time, and they don't do well in state budgets, their resources, their budget's been cut back over the years,
yeah,
I don't know, by like 40% or something like that. So they're kind of short staffed. And anyway, people who were worried about that change said sooner or later an elections enforcement investigation is just going to fall off the docket for lack of time, and it finally happened. And I thought it was worth noting.
Yeah,
I mean, it took a year and it was a year and a half, I guess. Right, the investigation began in November of 2018, and. And it took a year. It went off the docket this past Wednesday, just for lack of time. They were trying to negotiate a settlement with the candidate out in Putnam, who had been the Democrat, head of the Democratic Party out there, complained that they had spent money wrong for a state representative race out there. That one guy who was running for the state representative seat, who had gotten a state public financing grant of $28,000, had run a campaign mailer that had a too big a picture of his fellow Republican.
Oh my God!
Representative out there. So it wasn't a huge case.
No.
That's what happened. This is the first time it happened.
John, theoretically, the justification for this could have been, okay, we've got to speed up the process. Number two, if you are under investigation or your campaign's under investigation or whatever, you don't want to sit around for a year waiting for them to decide something, or for 2 years. Is that part?
They don't want it hanging over there. They don't want it.
Exactly. Exactly. Very clever. Very clever.
Well, what the legislature does and the executive branch does with not just the Elections Enforcement Commission, but also the state Ethics Office of State Ethics,
right,
and the State Freedom of Information Commission. These commissions, people point at them as, we have good ethical government, and we have these strong watchdogs, but they kind of starve the watchdogs for money.
Yeah.
And so
there you go.
You know, they do. They should. There are cases where the elections enforcement should move faster. They still have an investigation open on Ted Kennedy Jr. from 2014.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, John, how many of these investigations go that long?
Well, not too many. I mean, Kennedy is a special case.
Right.
I mean, the Kennedys,
yeah.
He's not even in the legislature anymore. So,
no.
I mean, what incentive is there for him to settle with them, you know, and to go to a full, you know, administrative trial, is what you can call it, I guess, is a big investment of time and money, and their mum, both sides are mum. Kennedy, the Kennedy lawyers or lawyer at this point, I guess, and the commission aren't saying what's going on. I guess there are negotiations toward a settlement, supposedly, but it's still sitting there. And while it is, I mean, they're still vulnerable to the charge that you know, they should move things along. So I mean, there are two sides to the story. The way it was done in the budget process, it people didn't like it. The good government advocates like Common Cause said, it's just wrong. They said,
John, let me ask you this. And by the way, you have a website called Muckrack. You can go there, but they can find you at current.com.
I don't know how that works. I do see that they put.
But they've got you up. That's where I found it. But okay. But let's say the election, you know, investigation, that the enforcement. Did they have anything to do with Dan Drew getting fined $1,000 for illegal?
Oh yeah, they negotiate. That's right. The people in Middletown complained when Dan Drew went on his own and got the names of city employees, including, I guess, firefighters, and their home addresses, which the first responders,
nice.
You're not supposed to get those.
Yeah.
And he sent a letter back in, what was it, when he was running for, when he had a short, you know, flirtation with running for governor, and he sent a fundraising letter, said, please give to my campaign for governor. I guess it was 2018. And people complained and said, that's wrong. You that's against the law to solicit from people who are your subordinates. And that it ended up with he claimed originally that they weren't his direct subordinates, but I mean,
yeah,
common sense.
You know, yeah, really.
So anyway, $1,000. You know, when I wrote that story last week, they decided it last week, and you know, they agreed on $1,000 settlement. You know, it's how much is that of a fine for what he did?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Crazy. Hey, John, thanks for the update and the insight. As always, we appreciate. We'll read you in the Hartford Courant. John Lender,
thanks, John.
Reporter on the Courant's investigative desk. Thanks.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Yes, have a great holiday.
We don't talk to you between now and then. That's pretty good. You just kind of fix your own little thing.
Yeah,
there.
I like that. That's good.
Because we're doing it to make government more efficient, meaningful. And you can have confidence in us. Yeah, yeah. 728 WJC.
Seems to be a little bit of a...
There's a lot of stuff that happens really late in the session. That, you know, you don't even, you haven't been paying any, we were all thinking all tolls all the time.
Yeah, and how's that worked out?
Yeah, well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.